KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
From the National Weather Service in Anchorage, Alaska, for the morning of Monday, March 24th, 2025, here is your coastal waters forecast. Synopsis for Southwest Alaska. The front of a 986 millibar Kamchatka low progresses across the Bering Sea and Aleutian Chain through Tuesday afternoon, then dissipates Wednesday morning over Nikolsky. Weather zone 752, Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy. Small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today and tonight, northwest wind, 30 knots, seas 3 feet, freezing spray. Tuesday, northwest wind, 25 knots, seas 3 feet, freezing spray. Weather zone 754, Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarachev. Gale warning through tonight. Today and tonight, northwest wind, 35 knots, seas 5 feet, freezing spray. Tuesday, north wind, 30 knots, seas 4 feet, freezing spray. Weather zone 756, Port Hyden to Nelson Lagoon. Small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, tonight, and Tuesday, freezing spray. Today, northwest wind, 30 knots, seas 10 feet. Tonight, northwest wind, 25 knots, seas 9 feet. Tuesday, northwest wind, 20 knots, seas 8 feet. Weather zone 758, Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarachev. Small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, tonight, and Tuesday, freezing spray. Today, northwest wind, 30 knots, seas 10 feet, snow showers. Tonight, north wind, 25 knots, seas 10 feet. Tuesday, north wind, 20 knots, seas 8 feet. Here is your local weather forecast covering the entire Alaska Peninsula. Weather zone 781. Today, a chance of snow showers mainly before 10 a.m. Partly sunny with a high near 24. Northwest wind, 35 to 40 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation, 30%. Tonight, isolated snow showers before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy, with a low around 20. Northwest wind, around 35 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation, 20%. Tuesday, mostly sunny, with a high near 28. Northwest wind, 25 to 30 miles per hour. Here are today's tides for Sand Point on Popoff Island. High tide, 10:14 a.m., 6 feet, 2 inches. Low tide, 6:07 p.m., 0 feet, 5 inches. High tide, 1:08 a.m. tomorrow, 5 feet, 4 inches. Sunrise, 8:32 a.m. Sunset, 9:04 p.m. 12 hours, 32 minutes of daylight. For KSDP and KAEB, this is Virgil. Thank you for listening.
Coming up on KUCB News, experts say there's no need to worry about the recent swarm of earthquakes near Adak, and the Unalaska City School District is hoping for full funding from the city once again this year. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by GCI. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Unalaska. GCI now offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and same pricing as Anchorage. More information at gci.com/internet.
Good afternoon, and thanks for tuning in. It's Monday, March 24th, 2025. You've got KUCB 89.7 FM on the dial. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. Scientists at the Alaska Earthquake Center are monitoring several earthquakes near Adak Island. Since Wednesday evening, there have been at least 8 quakes greater than magnitude 5. Residents in Adak are feeling the shake, but have not reported any injuries or damage. Earthquakes are common in the Aleutian Islands because the region is located where the Pacific Plate is moving under the North American Plate. Scientists classify these quakes as a tectonic swarm given the number and strength of the earthquakes and their location on a major plate boundary. This marks the second major swarm in the Adak area within a few months. This one follows a similar pattern to a swarm in December when there were a dozen strong earthquakes within a few hours. Scientists will continue to monitor the earthquakes. They expect activity from this swarm to persist in the region over the coming weeks. The Unalaska City School District has approved its budget proposal for the upcoming fiscal year. They'll be asking the city for about $6 million. The school board met last week to approve the budget draft. It's gone through various revisions and discussions, including committee meetings. Now it'll head to City Hall, where council members will decide how much funding they can spare for the island's schools. Here's Superintendent Kim Hanisch.
So the committee will decide that they have confidence the city will once again contribute to the maximum allowable contribution.
The city of Unalaska generally gives the district its full request. Recently, council members have said they're worried they won't be able to continue with that generosity as budgets tighten across the island. Still, with a predicted school budget deficit of about $1 million, the district needs all the help it can get, especially when state funding hasn't increased to match inflation.
If you notice the city's contribution, those numbers, both in real value and size, are getting bigger, while the state's contribution, both in size and real value, is getting smaller. Our city does an awesome job of supporting us.
This year's ask is about $150,000 more than last year's. Officials built the budget on an expected enrollment of 330 students and a predicted $450 increase to the BSA. That's the formula the state uses to determine how much money to give schools. State legislators could bump that number up. The House approved a bill that would increase the BSA by $1,000. That still has to pass the Senate and get a signature from the governor before going into effect. Without any confirmed increases from the state, the school has had to make some cuts to salaries for certified teachers, budgeted overtime, library books and computer purchases, and student activities. But Hanisch says the budget, including cuts, is all based on estimates. Nothing is set in stone.
It's all estimates, and looking at what's past and looking at what's ahead.
School Board President David Gibson also says that many of the cuts can be reversed.
A lot of the things that are being cut or being looked at being cut on here can be replenished and replaced next year. I'm hoping that puts people at ease a little bit.
The City of Unalaska will meet next month to discuss its contribution to Unalaska schools. President Trump's cuts to the federal government have touched many aspects of life in Alaska. Federal employees across a wide variety of agencies have lost their jobs. People planning road construction, forest rangers, staffing visitor centers and maintaining trails, and even biologists who monitor federal fisheries. Some of those cuts have been reversed or paused due to ongoing court cases. But a lot of federal workers are in limbo, and the extent of the cuts isn't always clear. Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone has focused on one agency in particular, the National Weather Service. He spoke to Alaska News Nightly host Casey Grove about what he's found.
So everyone loves to talk about the weather, you know, if you're just making small talk. And, you know, it makes a lot of sense, especially here, right? I don't have to tell you, the weather here is terrible a lot of the time. And it's this, you know, it's a safety thing, too. You need to know the weather, regardless of whether you're, like, diving for sea cucumbers in Sitka or hunting seals out on the sea ice in Utqiagvik or flying out to your cabin, you know, pretty much anywhere in Alaska.
Yeah. Well, tell us what you found, not just here, I guess, around the country.
Yeah, so I started off here in Alaska, and pretty quickly I found out that there were about two dozen people here who were no longer with the agency. That's about a 10% cut to the staff. And I should note here, I did reach out to the federal government on a couple of occasions. I told them everything I'd found, and they wouldn't confirm anything, which is not a big surprise. Even the congressional delegation is having a hard time getting straight answers. But anyway, so I kept digging, and I found out a lot more about the scale of the cuts around the country. There are at least 275 people who have left or been fired since Trump took office. That's a little less than a 10% cut across the board. And the National Executive VP for the National Weather Service Employees Organization, that's the union for Weather Service employees, he told me the Weather Service was already short-staffed before this, and the cuts are now threatening its ability to do its work, you know, the same work it's done for decades. The VP's name is Brandon Dunstan. Here, take a listen.
There's national impacts with regard to, you know, some of the national centers that affect everybody. But there's also some of the local impacts, too, where you have weather forecast offices that are that are critically understaffed.
One of those critically understaffed offices is Fairbanks, which covers an area bigger than Texas. That's tons of interior Alaska, plus a gigantic chunk of western Alaska, and of course the Arctic. Dunstan told me the Fairbanks office is down about half from where they should be.
When you're talking about a forecast staff of 15, and you've got, 7 forecasters out of the 15 down, that's critical staffing. That's where we struggle to be able to maintain our operations.
So some of those people were the probationary employees that we've heard so much about being fired across the federal government. And it's important to note here that, number one, not all of the probationary workers at the Weather Service were fired. And number two, that the fired employees now have their jobs back, at least on paper, thanks to a court ruling. A lot, maybe all of them, are on administrative leave. Meanwhile, though, there's still weather happening, still just as much work to do, just fewer people to do it. Folks are worried about burnout, stuff getting missed because meteorologists are overworked. But I wanted to flag a big element of this that I don't think has gotten enough press. That's the so-called fork in the road and the resignations that came with it.
Yeah, so that's the email federal employees got a while ago offering them a chance to resign and basically take a buyout, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that has really hollowed out some key positions here in Alaska. Some very senior people took the fork in the road. We're talking about the people who have tons of institutional knowledge about how forecasting works, and also about, the complicated network of weather stations that the Weather Service has. There's decades of experience walking out the door. Now, the fork deadline passed a while ago. It was last month sometime. But we're still expecting more people to leave. Just a few days ago, the Commerce Department, which includes NOAA and the Weather Service, they sent out an email offering another round of buyouts and early retirements. Folks have until mid-April to decide whether they'll stay put or jump ship for the private sector. And there are plans for future layoffs. So, you might see people take the sure thing and, get out of Dodge instead of gambling on surviving the next round of cuts.
But this isn't just about people losing their careers, right? I mean, you said earlier that a lot of people depend on the Weather Service's work.
Yeah, you know what? They sure do, including myself. I talked to a bunch of people about this, from, weather experts to senators to, people who just care about staying safe here in our harsh climate. A lot of people are up in arms. Senator Lisa Murkowski was just here in Juneau a few days ago, and she brought up the Weather Service as she condemned the cuts that Trump is making across the government.
Do we no longer recognize that our weather forecasters save lives in our state?
Senator Dan Sullivan got a question about it, too, from a Juneau state representative. He told people to fill out a form and tell his office why it makes Alaska less safe. Marine safety folks here in Alaska are also worried. Of course, we get most of our cargo and a lot of our food from the ocean. Like, there's a reason that the Discovery Channel show is called Deadliest Catch. The weather can be absolutely brutal, especially at sea. So I was talking with Ed Page. He's a former Coast Guard captain who founded the Marine Exchange of Alaska. And he told me that knowing the weather is literally more important than wearing a life jacket.
Of the top 10 things you need to worry about when you go to sea, number one is, what's the weather?
And that's kind of the view that some aviation folks I talked to had too. Adam White is with the Alaska Airmen's Association, and he told me he understands the stated reasons for the cuts, government efficiency. But, he says knowing the weather is critical to anybody flying a plane in Alaska or, anywhere. And he says he's worried.
Even the people who are, really excited that this is all happening, if they were honest, would admit that, we probably should be careful how we do these things and not start amputating limbs just to fix a cut on the finger.
And, with more cuts coming, there is a lot to worry about.
That was Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone speaking with Casey Grove. Tune in Fridays at noon and 5 right here at KUCB for a new episode of the Bering Sea Barometer. Join your host, Captain Pete Nathan, for a taste of the real-life experiences of fishing the Bering Sea. Be sure to check out our other new series, too. It's called Amplifying the Aleutians. We interview longtime Channel 8 TV and KUCB alums for a glimpse into the history of the station and, by extension, on Alaska itself. Find all episodes of both shows on our website and on Spotify. Let's take a look at what's happening in Unalaska this week. UCSD parent-teacher conferences will take place Wednesday and Thursday. See KUCB's community calendar for more info on when your conference will take place. Unalaska Teen Council is hosting Mini Madness on Thursday afternoon from 1 to 5 o'clock at the community center. Participants will enjoy a variety of games, snacks, and the chance to win prizes. Kids in grades 1 through 5 are invited. The Museum of the Aleutians is hosting its monthly trivia night on Thursday evening at 6:30 at the Norwegian Rat Saloon. This free event involves 5 rounds of pub trivia and a raffle. For more information on these events and everything else coming up, check out your community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Make it a great day.
It's time now for your community window here on KSTP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Palof Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in King Cove or Sandpoint. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Community announcements. There will be a workshop with the Aleutians East Borough School District tonight at 6 p.m. at the Borough Building, and a regular meeting tomorrow, March 25th at 6:30 p.m. at the Borough Building. You can also tune into that meeting live here on KSDP. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
the kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect. And money. Send lawyers, guns, and money. Send lawyers, guns, and money. Hey!
trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. Sit out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, only 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Sit out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. Stop running, but take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry awake, lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, the one in Cherokee. First one say she got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Travel, you're tired of traveling, you want to settle down. What a long, strange trip it's been. monster beneath the light. I'm talking about the dream I had the other night.
Getting lonely, getting old, can you feel me? Hey you, standing in the aisles with itchy feet and fainting smiles, can you feel me? Hey you, don't help them to bury the light. Don't give in without a fight. Hey you, out there on your own, sitting naked by the phone, would you touch me? Hey you, with your ear against the wall, waiting for someone to call out, would you touch me? Help me to carry the stone. Open your heart, I'm coming home.
Thank you. You're listening to 830 AM KSDP Radio and K201DA King Cove, Alaska. Check us out online at www.apradio.org.
She lay her down to rest in the morning sun.